You're listening to the Learn Chinese Podcast, a podcast where we invite special guests and teach you useful Chinese phrases and cultural insights every day. Find us online at lcchineseschool.com. Here are your hosts, Chen Hoiman and Dr. Jan Erik Christensen.
Today's topic in our podcast is 10 rules for Chinese chopsticks etiquette. So we will just give you some advice on how you use chopsticks properly in China. We will tell you here what to do and what to not to do, so you can learn chopsticks etiquette correctly and well prepare next Chinese food. As we know, the use of chopsticks is important. Either use metal chopsticks, plastic chopsticks, disposable wooden chopsticks, bring your own chopsticks, etc. And do remember that food culture and eating etiquette has been an important part of Chinese culture from ancient China all the way to modern times. Thus, Chinese chopsticks etiquette and table manners plays an important role in China and are you should pay attention to while visiting a Chinese restaurant. So here are basic chopsticks etiquette in China, the best ways to enjoy your meal. So first is don't put your chopsticks straight into a bowl of rice, as this will ruin the dining experience among Chinese people. People in China burn incense sticks placed in rice or other foods to honor the dead. So placing the chopsticks vertically into the food or the rice bowl will be seen as a sign of bad luck, as well as a lack of respect for others and the spirit of a dead person. And two, when you are at the dining table, avoid using your chopsticks as a toy. By correctly using the chopsticks, you show respect for other cultures. Chopsticks then should not be used as drums tapped or banged together, and you should avoid into the dish or plate, as this is linked to something that beggars do in China. And three, according to Chinese table manners, dishes should not be pulled toward you with chopsticks. So in China, plates should always be picked up or moved by hand. And four, do not use the little finger. What do we mean by this? Yes, the chopsticks should only be held by each hand's thumb, index finger, and the middle finger. And it would be best not to use the little finger, as this is not common and makes it more challenging to handle the chopsticks. If you use the little finger, it seems like you act strange from a Chinese viewpoint. And some Chinese might view you as having bad habits and not paying attention to proper manners. And five, do not transfer food to another person's chopsticks. So it's better to use an intermediary plate to hold the meal and to pass the plate to the person who wants it, rather than using your chopsticks or any other tools. This is because of hygiene. So when the Chinese are eating together and having a shared plate with family members, close friends, colleagues, etc., it's common to use what in Chinese called shared chopsticks or gong kuai.
Gong kuai.
These chopsticks are not used for eating, but for picking up food. Either they are put on plates or accompany each dish and have become an important part of modern Chinese food culture. Another advice that we recommend that you never use chopsticks to pick your teeth in public or make unpleasant sounds while eating. The Chinese will find this impolite and a sign of bad manners. And another tip is that you never point your chopsticks at anyone, especially an older person, guest of honor, or someone with a higher social rank than you. This will be seen as a lack of respect and good manners. You can see this as using your finger to point at someone, which some people might be offended by and is often used during arguments. Would you see this sign of as a sign of respect? Probably not. And advice number eight that we want to give you is, according to basic chopsticks etiquette in China, you should not suck or lick the ends of chopsticks. The Chinese might see such behavior as a sign of poor manners and a lack of respecting Chinese etiquette. And 9, the Chinese view the double, a pair or two, as a symbol of harmony. So do not create disharmony by using a pair of broken or mismatched chopsticks of a different color when eating. Take a new pair of chopsticks and not simply one to replace a broken one. It is not seen as good practice in China to use chopsticks that are not have the same length. So using chopsticks of different sizes reminds more traditional Chinese people of a coffin or funeral rites. In the Chinese language, you have to then the saying, 3 long, 2 short, meaning that a coffin without a lid comprises a tradition of 5 boards, 3 long and 2 short. So in Chinese then we say, 三长两短. And finally, we advise you to use chopsticks that you not use chopsticks as a, used as a hair ornament. Chopsticks are used for eating as an eating tool and are not the same as hair ornaments. So we'd probably would not look good, right, if you had a fork in your hair. As we now have explained in this, the important chopsticks etiquette in China, a firm grip on the chopsticks, and we can wish you bon appetit, or what we in Chinese say, qing man yong.
Qing man yong.
Please enjoy your meal. Or literally, this please eat slowly. That was all that we had in the podcast today, so we will see you next time. 下次见.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast to learn more Chinese. Don't forget to find us online at lcchineseschool.com. Have a great week.